We are learning Maseches Ma'ariv Katan Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Ein Malichin LeBeis Avel. When you feed the Avelim, you don't bring them food. Loi B'Tavla, not on a fancy meat board. Loi B'Skutla, not on a big serving platter. Loi B'Kanoin, it's a different type of platter. Ela B'Salam, you bring the food in baskets, Nebi baskets. You bring to the Avelim. We'll see why in the Gemara. Another halacha. Ve'in oimer brichas avelim amoyed. Amoyed, you don't say the bracha that you said for avelim. On chal amoyed, you don't say it. You don't do full avelis on amoyed. Aval oim dem v'shura. They do make the shura where the avelim walk between the rows and they munachmim. They say hamakom munachm eschem upoiter meserabim. And then they say lechu. They tell the munachmim lechu lebotechem. Go to your house. Ein menichem v'samita rechayv. On chal amoyed, you don't leave the mita. It used to stop when they bring the meat to the Beis Hamikdash. You stop in the Rechayv and used to make a hesped. They don't do that. Shlahargalas hesped. They don't want to make a hesped. They don't want to make a long hesped. Therefore, they don't stop in the Rechayv. The Rishash learns even by Talmud Chacham, which is a mutas hesped. Even by him, you don't stop in Rechayv because you don't want people to think that you make hesped on Chol HaMoed. For loy shel nashim la'olam pnei kavod. You never put down the meat on the Rechayv by Noshim, because it's not kavodik. What does that mean? So Rashi learns, Sheshefas Ziva. A lot of times, a lady will die, and in those days, didn't have very good closed aroinais. It was a bed. And it'll be embarrassing for her if she's Sheshefas Dam. And therefore, they never stop the meat anywhere where people could see. They just move straight to the Reza Karavs. Zog to Gemara. First Gemara, we'll talk about why they've used these baskets and not Choshava Kalim in order to feed the Avelim. Tarabanu. In the rich people, by their Beis Avel, they used to be served the kasos shel kesef, baskets of silver, shel zav, and gold. And the aniyim was served with these wicker baskets, shel arava, made out of willows, klufa, peeled willows. The aniyim were embarrassed. Look, they're getting gold service, and we're getting these baskets. So eskinu shakol mevi'im misalin tzarim shel arava klufa nekoyin shel aniyim. Made out of kana. That every time you feed avelim, you feed them with baskets, and this way, the aniyim will never get embarrassed. A similar idea, Tara Rabbanan, used to serve the avelim in these nice crystal glasses, white crystal. But the aniyim got colored glass. But aniyim is spaishim, they're embarrassed. Everyone gets served in this colored glass. By the beginning, they used to be megala, the faces of the ashirim, the mace, they used to let people see their face. But there's a cover of pnei aniyim. The ashirim looked very robust and very healthy. So even after they died, they looked very healthy. So they let people see the face, left the face open. They covered them because they sometimes looked all poor and dark and black and all shriveled up. The aniyim were embarrassed. Everyone gets covered in the aniyim. That's the minute that they never show the face of the mace. They used to take out the ashirim in these fancy coffins. And the aniyim came out with this bed that was shaped like a ladder, it says in Rashi Kisviyad. Like a little stretcher. And the aniyim were embarrassed. Everyone goes out the same aron. These days it's a wooden aron. Everyone's the same wooden pashut aron. If someone died from a stomach sickness, it smelled very bad. He used to put psalm there. And the people who were alive and had stomach issues, they were embarrassed that this you have to do. Look, the people who die from stomach issues are different, and they make a whole different scene on that. Everyone gets mugmur. Because they're covered of the chayil me'ayim chayim, the ones who are alive. Then when they did the tahira of the mason, they also took along the kelim and they were matara them. But you need this mispayishos. The nidus alive mispayish looks like you're making a spectacle out of people who die as a nida. You're being tayvul the kelim. So skinu shiyim matvilim al gabi kol anashim. That everyone, all women, that died, they matva all the kelim. The kfarish anidas chayes because of nidas of chayes. Rishayna matvil agave zavim mesim. That's a man who dies as a zav. They used to matva all the kelim because all the kelim he touched before he died are tamei. But zav chayim is baishim. The zavim who were left alive were embarrassed. It's kinush matvil agave akov. The kfarish zavim. Every second they were table all kelim because of the cover of the zavim chayim. The zavim were left alive. And the final thing, by the beginning, since it was so expensive, that fancy coffin and all the expenses, so it was the expense and the toll that the money took on the craven was worse than the mace. They're worse than the actual person dying. Until the craven used to leave the mace and leave and say, I'm not taking care of it. Let the community take care of it. He was not kaus resh ba'atzmai, which means pasuk pshat. It means that he commanded that when he died in Sava, that he should go out v'yotzav b'kli pishdom. He should be buried in these very simple shrouds. Tosfos divmas manog, we do not pshat. It says v'yeshu farshim le'echam ne'beisar b'chayev. One of his people in the house died. B'loshim ba'atzmai is mashmul kapirish rishon. Rashi says Tosfos says. And when Nago Am Akrav lost the Klis Pishdan, that became the minig to use Pashta Pishdan Tachrichim. That's the minig. Vamra Papa, but in the Nag Amal fill with Tzrada Barzuzo. These days we even use a piece of canvas worth a penny, a little zuz. That's what we use for Tachrichim or for this Takana. So even though Takana Chasanus, you know, still haven't mamish been accepted by all, but the Takana Levayis was accepted since the Rav Gamliel's days, and that saved a lot of money for Klal Yisrael. Talk to Gemara about it. It says in the Mishnah on Chol HaMoed, you don't put down the mita. Why not? We don't want to make big espedim. Amar Papa, im moed bnei Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, there's no moed. Chol HaMoed can have big espedim. V'chol shekin Chanukah Purim. And of course Chanukah Purim. V'hanim ili b'fonim. That's only in front of the mace. Av shloy b'fonim. In different cities we have espedim, like that you don't do espedim on Chol HaMoed or Chanukah Purim. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from a lot of Achrenim, we pass Kalamaisa on Chol HaMoed, we do not make big espedim, even for Talmud Chacham. Why? Because we don't have Tamid Chacham anymore. A real Talmud Chacham, Medina de Gemara, with all those Tanayim, that we don't have so much, and therefore only Chanukah Purim we will say in Moed for Talmud Chacham, but not the Gavah Chol HaMoed. Look at Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Tavkuf Mem Zayin, in the beginning there, look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha there. So Mar says, "Adafka b'fanav, a story of life. Bring my any, but Rav Kahana sapped the Rav Zibman Adoy Pum Nahara. Rav Kahana made a big hesped for Rav Zvid in Pum Nahara. It was a different city. The Zvid was in Adoy, and this is in Pum Nahara. On Rav Papa, Yoim Shmuel, the day you hear about the mace, Hava, ukufanav them. That's like a b'fanav, and that you let it do. Amu Ula, we find in the lashon of the Psukim and in Mishnayis three lashonis: hesped and tipuach and kilus. What does this mean? Hesped means alev, means banging on the heart. Tachsiv al shadayim seiftim. Tipuach means biyad, they bang with the hand. It used to be that the ladies did these different, they banged on the heart, they banged the hands, and or the men also, to show avelis. So tipuach means biyad, kilos is beregel. Kilos means they stamp their foot. Tana rabbanon, hamakales, lo yikales v'sandal el v'minil, play a sakana. The loch is that someone who stamps his foot should not do it with sandal, only with a shoe. A sandal was very hard, and it wouldn't fit well. If you stamp your foot, you might stamp the wrong way and break your foot. Mashenka in the middle, it's fine. That's the way we have Rashi. The Rashi in Kisvei Yad says the opposite, has the opposite girsa. It's lo yikalas b'minil el b'sandal. The reason is the opposite. You stamp your foot with a soft shoe, you might hurt your foot on the floor. If you have a hard clog, like this sandal, that's better. So it's two ways to learn. But either way, be careful of a sakana. Om Rabbi Yechanan, a very important halacha. Ovel, kivin shenia roishoy, if he shakes his head showing that he had enough and he was menachem ready, shuv ein menachem rishom leishav etzlai. This is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, halacha in the Gemara. If you come to Ovel and he wants you out, you mechuyev to leave. You know, some people, they show up, 12 o'clock at night, because it's convenient for them, and they don't let the Avelim go to sleep. That's not called menachem Ovel. That's not so good. It says here, ein menachem rishom leishav etzlai. You're not allowed to be here. Om Rabbi Yechanan. And here, the lashon they give the Mara gives is Nia Bereisha. He shakes his head in a way that you know. So in our days, the Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you realize that he had enough, you should leave. Bar Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol Chayavim Lamoid. Mepnei Nasi. If a melech walks into any room in the world, everyone has to stand up. Chutz ma'avel v'chayla. Besides her avel and achayla, they can stay sitting. And the reason is because since they are sitting shiva or they are sick, it's not considered hidda for them to stand up. Now, like Tosfos speaks out, let's say the avel did stand up. The nasi or the rashiva walking in should not say sit down. Because it's shavu sounds like, yo, stay in your avelis. Stay a long time in your avelis. Doesn't sound good. Therefore, don't tell them. Never tell, oh, chayla also. Stay sick. No, you don't say that. Therefore, you don't say shavu to them. Even if they stand up, they don't say anything. They'll sit down when they want. Over the first day of Avelis, Tosfos speaks out, even not the first Suda, any Suda he eats that day, the first day, he's not allowed to eat his own lechem. Also, lechem is shloim. No, Rechman al Yecheskel, where Hashem was telling Yecheskel not to keep Avelis, says, lechem, anoshim, loy soichal, don't eat other people's lechem, eat your own. So you see, Avel does not eat his own food. Rabbi Rav Yosef and Chafi Shuzai Slaadadi, used to switch the Sudas with each other, but if they were Avel, they switch the Suda this way. They always did not have their own Suda when they were Avelis. Mace Be'er, when there's a mace in the city, Kol Mnei Yer Asur Masiyas V'lacha. Until the mace is buried, everyone's Asur V'lacha. So Mars is a story, Rav Nuna Ikla L'Dumas. So Shama Kol Shepura, the Shachva, he heard there was announcing about a Levaya, someone died. Chaz HaNechish, look how many vittes. He sees everyone's still open, all the businesses. Amar Lahu, Lahav HaNechish V'Shavtes. They should go into Cherem, because they're not listening to this Halacha. Lo Shachva Yikav Masiyas, isn't there someone who died here? Amalei, chavrusik and masa. We have chavrus kadishas. We have chavrusas. We have groups that take care of it. And every community, like in the community, has their own chavrus kadisha. They take care of their own mason, and we're not responsible. Amalu yakish sharilachu. Therefore, it's mutter. That's takin a minig. That since we have a chavrus kadisha, when the mace dies, everyone can do work because we know we have a specific people who take care of it. He didn't put him in the chayim. He said, we should put him in the chayim. He didn't put him in the chayim. After he found out, it's a mistake. Anyone who takes it too hard, he's misabel, extra, more than the Torah says, which is shiva, shloishim, and yubeis chayishva, avavimai, anyone who does more than that, ameis achva baicha, Hashem makes an einish, they'll have another one to cry for. And the word brings a terrible maisa. He issa, davashus to Rav Huna. There was a certain lady who was in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havlu Shiva Bonnet. She had seven children. Meis Chamina, one of them died. Havakabachzia Biseratola. She was crying extra on it. And Rashi says in this Masechet I've got where that she was also being like have tainus on Hashem. Shalchei Rav Huna, loy savdach. Don't act like that. And stop the avelis. Loy ashkachabei. She didn't listen. Shalach law, so he sent to her, Itzayas Mutav. You listen good. Vilao, Sovas Zvaz Lidach. Prepare Tachrichim for the next one. Lidach is for the next one who dies. Utaka, that's what happened. Umisu Kulu, they all died and she still did not learn her lesson. Lasoif Amulah, Temuz Zvaz Gonashre. Prepare Tachrichim for yourself. Umisa and Shtaka died because she was Miss Abel extra, more than the Torah says to. The Pasuk says in Yirmia, Al Tivku Lameis Val Tanuduloi. Don't cry for a mace and don't tenu the lashon of moving your head in the way of avelis. Al tifkul a mace yosim adai, but tenu loyosim kashir. Do not cry extra. Okay, it's that shloish yamal lebchi. The first 3 days is the main days of crying for a mace. V'shivah lahesped, and the whole shiva is made to say over a hesped about the mace. V'shloish lamegias v'tasvirus. 30 days you don't wear iron clothing, you don't take a haircut. Mekam ve'elcham akarish baruchu. Eat at the rechmana bo yosim meri. You're not a bigger rachma than me. If I took him and took this person and killed this person, that means that was supposed to happen. Don't be misabel more than you have to. The pasuk says, "Bechu bechu lahaylech." You should cry extra for the one who leaves. Haylech. What's haylech mean? Amar Rav Yehuda lahaylech le'banim. Someone dies without children. That is taka calamity, and that you could cry extra. Reshuva Levi le'ozel be'ayivla. He never went to a house of an avel because you don't have a bitl tyra. El man the ozel le'bani. Unless someone died without children, then he went. Chesiv bechu bechu lahaylech. You cry for the one lahaylech le'yoshev oid v'ras aris malarte. You're not going to come back and see. Eretz Lata, he doesn't come back. There's never a zecher of this person anymore in this world because his children, he didn't have children. Rav Huna, a different taich in the pasuk. The bachu bachu lahaylech, he loy yoshev, not do tshuva, and the loy raz Eretz Malata, because it means zesh ava aveira v'shanaba. This is someone who did aveira and he did it again. He's not going to be zecher do tshuva. Rav Huna tamei da'am Rav Huna kimin she'ava adam aveira v'shanaba. Someone does aveira, does it again. Hutuloy, it's like mutavim. Bring more hutuloy. It's like a daitach la'im and nas like hetta, becomes like hetta to him, and so then That's what it means in this pasuk. Lo yoshev oid v'ra'as eres malat. That means in certain cases he's not going to do tshuva. It means if he does avera and does it again. All right, Levi. Then this next gemara is mavuyer that avelus is more than just avelus, crying for the dead. It's more you should be nervous about yourself. The Amar Levi, Avel, Shloshi Yom Rishon, the first 3 days, Yiras Asav Kilu Cher Menachos Levin Shtei Yirei Chayisav. It's Kilu, he has a sword between his two thighs or between his shoulders, which means he should be scared that Mamish, the Midas Adin is very close to him. Mishloshi Ad Shiva, Kilu Menachos Levin B'Kenegdoi, B'Keren Zav. It's like across from him in the corner. Mekam Ve'Elech, Kilu Iveres Kenegdoi V'Shok. The next 12 months, by Avim, like Ratai speaks out, he should be like the Cherav is in the Shuk next to him. But Kaponim is not that scared, but the Midas Adin is the Avelis is the Midas Adin. Someone else died, Yidak Kol HaChabura. There's a shtickle element of Midas Adin when it comes to Avelis.